This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
An Odyssey Station. It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there as well, working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work safely. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local transportation drivers, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, lot to get into this morning. A lot went down last night. A new NBA champion was crowned. We will get into that in about 38 minutes time. Also talk about what's next for the NBA offseason is now that the NBA Finals are over. The Atlanta Hawks, really, really, they've been on the clock, but they really, really are on the clock now. We'll get into that as Landry Fields spoke to the media yesterday. We'll let you hear a little bit of what he had to say in his pre-draft press conference yesterday. So that's coming up in, again, about 38, 37 minutes from now. Also, we will get into some NFL headlines as well. And, of course, we will get into, right now, our Atlanta Braves. Because, oh, the Braves get it done yet again. The offense didn't go crazy last night, but they found a way to win. And that is what is most important. Braves win 2-1 yesterday behind some good pitching from Max Fried. Some good relief from the bullpen, and Ozzie Albies coming up clutch. Game was tied at 1. Bottom of the 8th inning, and Ozzie Albies goes deep on him, and he would give the Braves a 2-1 lead, and that's all they would need last night. So let me go ahead and give you a couple of box scores and a couple of stats from last night before we get into some sound from Max Fried, Ozzie, and Brian Snitker here. Max Fried goes 5 1/3 innings last night, gives up 4 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. So a solid outing from Max Fried. Unfortunately, he did not get the win last night, though, because the Braves were down by the time that he went out. Or actually, it might have still been tied at 0. Anywho, the Braves were not winning when Max Fried left. Let's just say that. But Deisbel Hernandez, Jesse Chavez, actually, we should mention first, he came in relief of Max Fried. He came in, there were 2 runners on, only 1 out, and he comes in, gets 2 big outs. He strikes out 2 Tigers, and he would go another inning after that, and he would do another perfect inning as well. So Jesse Chavez in total goes 1 2/3 innings, 2 strikeouts, and those were 2 big strikeouts again because there were 2 on, and 1 out. He struck out both guys after that, coming in relief of Max Fried and kept the game at 1-0. Then Deisbel Hernandez comes in. He has a nice inning of work as well. He only gives up 1 hit in 1 inning. He did walk somebody, but he did get 2 strikeouts as well to clean it all up. Deisbel Hernandez, who was recalled yesterday from AAA Gwinnett, he ends up getting the win. And then Joe Jimenez comes in the 9th inning and gets the save, and he has a clean inning of work after Rozell Iglesias, we saw on Sunday, give up the blow. Well, it wasn't a save opportunity because the game was tied, but, you know, a blow opportunity for the Braves to get a win. But it's all good. Things happen, and it is what it is. But good for Joe Jimenez coming in and having the clean inning of work. He had a strikeout in that inning of work as well. So Braves get the 2-1 win again. Look, as long as they find a way to win at the end of the day, I would love to see them score more runs, obviously, and keep up that momentum that they had over the past 4 games where they scored 30 runs in 4 games, including that last game of the series in Baltimore, that game 3 against Baltimore, and then obviously scoring a bunch of runs against the Rays. But look, they got the win. They got the dub. They knew they had Max Fried on the mound, and knew they didn't. As long as they scored something, that they would have a good chance to win, and that's exactly what happened. They scored 2 runs, and that's all they need behind Max Fried having another good outing and the Braves bullpen coming up clutch as well. So that was very, very good to see from the Braves last night, and I do want to let you hear from some Max Fried, Ozzie, and Snit here a little bit as well. And let's start with Ozzie Albies, the hero of last night. Well, I'll say one of the heroes. You can call him maybe the main hero because he did hit that go-ahead home run in the bottom of the 8th inning. So let's first hear Ozzie Albies talking about that home run because he was talking about how really it just came at the right time for the club. And we all know how important Ozzie Albies is to this club. Not only what he does on the field, but off the field as well. So whenever we get to celebrate Ozzie Albies, it's always a fun thing to do because of just how important he is to this club day in and day out. So here's Ozzie Albies talking about the home run, and he talked about how he was just happy it came at the right time.
No, it was huge for the team. You know, we scored a run to get a W, and I'm happy it came at the right time.
So there you have it. He just, look, happy it came when it did. He was due, and it came at the perfect time to where he was able to help the team get the win. So you always, look, Ozzie is just one of the bona fide leaders of this team. He always has been. And whatever he can do to help the team, he's always going to do it, and especially when it comes to on the field. And he hit his fifth home run of the night last, or fifth home run of the year, I should say, last night, and it couldn't have come at a more better time. And Ozzie also talked about the offense and the bat setting the tone overall because, look, he knows that the pitching is going to be there, but having the bats going and having guys hitting home runs, guys getting big hits, he knows that sets the tone for his team. So here's Ozzie talking about the bat setting the tone.
Yeah, it set the tone big time because, you know, we swing the bat really well, better than we did last for a couple weeks. So happy we got this W, and let's keep it going for tomorrow.
So, yeah, he's like, hey, bat set the tone. We got the dub. Now we got to get back focused, celebrate tonight, get back focused, and get ready for tomorrow, which that's how it goes, especially right now at where the Braves are at this point in the season. Look, you want to celebrate your wins for sure, especially the Braves. Now the Braves seem like they're getting back into a rhythm. Now they've won four of their last five games. It's good. It's really good. But they, again, they know they still have work to do. They don't want to get too far ahead of themselves. And look, yeah, I'm sure most of you may have heard Brian Snicker last night when he was asked something about the wild card, and he was like, look, I ain't worried about winning the wild. I'm not planning on playing the wild card games. I'm planning on winning the NL East. And so Brian Snicker was standing on business last night, and you can hear Ozzie Albies carry that same tone where it's like, we still got work to do. Like, it's good that the bats are going. We need that, and it's good that we got the win last night, and it's good I hit a go-ahead home run. That's all fine and dandy, but we got to get right back to work tomorrow if we're going to catch these Phillies because we got plenty of work to do. So while they're celebrating, they're also focused. But let's shift over to Max Fried. But we will still continue to talk about Ozzie Albies before we get into Max Fried and what he did during the game. But Max Fried, he talked about the importance of Ozzie Albies to that Braves locker room.
Ozzie always has a smile on his face. He plays the game with such joy that you know that whether he goes over 4 or 4 for 4, he's the same guy. And to be able to bring that energy and to have that enthusiasm for baseball, it makes moments like today that much sweeter. And especially being able to watch him and see him come through in those situations. You know, there's so many times I've seen him hit go-ahead homers you know, he works really hard. And to see him kind of have that moment, it's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Like we were saying before, he works so hard, and he's such a leader in that clubhouse that whenever he has a chance to be celebrated, it seems just extra special because of how much he deserves that moment. So for him to get that moment last night and to keep the good times rolling for the Braves, it was really good to see. So, again, it is a hometown take right now on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Your boy Dylan Matthews hanging out with you on a Tuesday. We're recapping the Braves' 2-1 win over the Detroit Tigers. They've now won four of their last five the Braves had. Letting you hear from Max Fried. And we're going to transition over now to Max Fried talking about his game and really the state of the Braves overall, because he was talking about how he's not worried about the day-to-day, or he's more worried about the day-to-day rather than a streak, good or bad, because obviously before the Braves had that series win against the Tampa Bay Rays this past weekend. Obviously, they were struggling. Offense was struggling, and it wasn't looking good. But, again, he says he's more worried about handling business on the day-to-day end and not worried about a winning streak, whether it's good or bad, because he knows in the game of baseball, especially Major League Baseball, where you play 162 games, look, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, there's going to be peaks, there's going to be valleys. But at the end of the day, as long as you handle business on a day-to-day, more times than not, you're going to be just fine. So here's Max Fried talking about how he worries more about the day-to-day than a winning streak, whether it's good or bad.
Personally, I'd like to think that, you know, we're keeping our head down and staying game to game and trying to win today's game. You know, not out the woods yet. We're, you know, we still have a lot of season left, so there's no time to get complacent. It's right now it's about making sure that when we go out there and play the game, you know, we're worried about winning the game that we're playing rather than worrying about what happened five games before the next five. That's really important, especially at you know, this part of the season.
Exactly. Look, they are in a part of the season where it's starting to the season is obviously in full swing. They're in a grind. They're trying to hunt down a Phillies team that has been playing well, maybe starting to come down to earth just a little bit. The Phillies are, and they have an opportunity here, like we talked about last week, where they can close out this month very strong. They took care of business against the Tampa Bay Rays, winning 2 out of 3, winning the series. They got off to a good start in taking care of business against the Lions, winning the first one. Now hopefully they can win the series tonight, get the sweep on Wednesday, and then they'll go up against a very good Yankees team, and hopefully they have the momentum to get at least a series win against them. That will be in New York, that series against the Yankees will. So they are trying to build up some momentum right now to feel good about themselves going into the Yankee series, and then feel good about themselves going into next month, where beginning of next month, they're going to be taking on the Phillies here in the ATL. And that's going to obviously be a big series, because if you do plan on, like Brian Snicker said, winning the NL East and not playing in any of these wild card games, you're going to have to win most, if not all, of these head-to-head games against the Phillies. So that's coming up quickly next month. I believe it's like the 4th, 5th, and 6th they play the Phillies. We'll double-check it in a second. But they got work to do, and they know they got work to do. So Max Fried is like, hey, if we're getting the work done day-to-day, the streaks and whether good or bad, they'll figure themselves out. But we got to work on what we got to control, what we control from the day-to-day. So there you have it. And that's good stuff from Max Fried. And one more about Max Fried. This isn't from Max Fried. This is Brian Snicker. But this is Brian Snicker talking about the stability of Max Fried, because we all know if anybody is a quote-unquote slump buster for the Braves, it is Max Fried, because you already know he's going to come in, give you a good outing, and give you a chance to win. He did exactly that last night. Let's hear Snit talk about the stability of Mad Max.
No, it's great. It's great. I mean, you know, it's kind of pitch count got a little elevated there in the six, but you know what? If we'd scored five runs or something like that, probably, you know, but it was another, you know, really solid outing. Anytime you get us in six inning, that's great. And you know, when they go farther, that's even better. But, you know, that was awesome. And great what Jesse came in and you know, cleaned up the mess there for a little bit. And that was huge.
There you have it. It always is good when your starting pitcher can take you at least into the six, maybe not get out of the six, but take you into the six. That's always good. And you heard Snit there talk about Jesse Chavez and mention Jesse Chavez, and I'm glad he did, because I want to let you hear Snicker talk about Jesse Chavez and how he's always ready to go as well, because again, I'll give you the quick play-by-play here of what was going down. So we'll fast forward to the top of the sixth inning. Max Fried, again, on the mound. He gives up a single to Ibanez to start things off, and then he walks Matt Canna, and so now you got runners on first and second. He gives up a single to Green, and that scores Ibanez. Then he did strike out Ursula before leaving, but then Jesse Chavez comes in, and there's still 2-1, only one out, and Jesse Chavez comes in and strikes out Malloy and strikes out Keith. So it was big what Jesse Chavez came in and did, obviously, because holding them to a run was obviously very important, because the Braves ended up only getting two. So important there. It was an important spot there for Jesse Chavez to come in and hold and be able to hold the Tigers right where they are. And that's exactly what Brian Snicker talked about last night, talking about how Jesse Chavez is always ready to go.
For whatever reason, he puts that Braves uniform on or something about it. And, you know, it's and I tell you guys all the time, if you saw how consistent that guy was in his preparation and the daily – The routine he has, it never alters. I mean, it's the same every day, and he's always ready to go.
That he is. He does seem always ready to go, at least in the Braves uniform. And Brian Snicker was talking about that as well. Max Fried mentioned that as well, how he just wins, and he just gets the job done, at least when he's in a Braves uniform. And we're always happy to have Jesse Chavez back because he balls out as a Brave. And so the Braves get the win last night, 2-1. They now won 4 out of 5, and they're going for the series win tonight against the Detroit Tigers. It's going to be Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound yet again for the Braves as he's still trying to get his first win of the season. He's coming off a very good outing his last time out. Braves just couldn't score for him. He'll be going up against Casey Mize. That'll be who is starting for the Tigers. So hopefully the Braves can get themselves a dub and get Spencer Schwellenbach his first dub of his major league career. First pitch set for 7:20. All right, when we come back here, let's focus on the hardwood because Landry Fields spoke to the media. He had his pre-draft press conference yesterday. He talked about if he feels like this team can still be win now with that number one overall pick. Talked about Trey Young and his role on the team as well. We'll hear it all next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny. Also, shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there, making sure that people get the good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work safely and in a timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. The Atlanta Hawks, now that an NBA champion has been crowned, once again, congratulations to the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown, Georgia boy, finals MVP, by the way. We'll get more into that in the game specifically here in about 14 minutes from now. Can't do math. 14 minutes from now, we'll get into that. But right now, want to talk about the Hawks, and now all eyes really start to look to them as we are just a few days away from the NBA draft, as that is coming up here soon. By the way, NBA draft, all the coverage you need, going to be right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Obviously, the draft is Wednesday, June 26th to Thursday, June 27th. First time, I believe, in NBA history, they're going to have the draft be on 2 days. Usually, they do rounds one and two in the same night, but now they're going to break it up into two nights. So, night one will be on Wednesday. Night two will be on Thursday. But going to have, obviously, a draft show here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks, of course. And we'll have all the reactions for you as well. But that's coming up Wednesday, June 26th, first night of the NBA draft. But speaking of the draft, the Atlanta Hawks general manager, Landry Fields, he had his pre-draft press conference yesterday, and he had some interesting things to say. Obviously, he wasn't giving away his secret recipe to the draft or anything like that, but he was asked some pretty, I think, good questions, and he had some interesting answers. And I want to first start with what he had to say about this question, because he was asked if you can be a win-now team with the first overall pick, and I definitely think you can. And it seems like Landry Fields thinks you can as well. Because, look, depending if the Hawks get this right and if they do this whole thing right, they can be a win-now team next season. Even if they decide to move on from Trae Young and keep DeJounte Murray or vice versa, either way they go, as long as they do it right and they obviously get the number one overall pick right, they can be a win-now team. They got to make some good moves in free agency as well, but they can do this to where they're a win-now team next year, to where they're a playoff team. Not just a play-in team, but a playoff team next year, as long as they do it right. So let's first hear from Landry Fields when he was asked if you can be a win-now team with the first overall pick.
I don't know about that. I think that having number one is a great position for us. It doesn't really change our landscape too much. It's something that's connected to where we're at, but at the same time, with so many things that change in the NBA at large, you really want to look at this pick as an opportunity to, one, find the fit, and then find really high upside guys.
So I think there he's more so saying that you don't necessarily need a guy that can help you win now. Like, that's not necessarily what they need, or maybe even necessarily what they're looking for. They're more so looking for a guy that fits the team and that you can build maybe a little bit long-term with, which is a little telling there because, you know, maybe that gives us an idea of, you know, they aren't necessarily maybe interested, not to say they're not interested, but maybe Alex Saar, who is going to be ready to help you right away defensively, maybe they're not necessarily worried about that. Or, you know, a guy like Donovan Klinger, who is more polished and maybe so NBA ready and has maybe a higher floor than Alex Saar does, maybe, you know, they're like, well, we want potential maybe over what their lowest floor is, or maybe we care a little bit more about potential than whoever has the highest floor, who is more NBA ready, more NBA polished. So I think that is interesting there. All right, let's next go to what Landry Fields thinks the most difficult part of making this decision and having the number one overall pick is.
You know, when you look at them, you're like, you can make a case for him, you can make a case for him, make a case for him. Like, where do you finally, like, nail it down? It's a challenge in a sense that it's just like, oh, here's the guy, you know. But it really, it's an opportunity, especially for our group, on how we are continuously being collaborative in our process.
There you go. So, I mean, like Landry said, is when you got number one, you got your choice. You got your pick of the litter. You could choose from anybody. And you hear Landry Fields say, like, you can make a case for this guy. You can make a case for that guy. You can make a case for him, him, and him. So it's tough when you're up there at the top because you got all the choices. And, you know, you're like, man, we could get any of these guys. And I kind of like, I like things about all these guys. So that is obviously, I think, the most difficult choice as well, is having your pick of anybody, having your pick of the litter, and having to narrow it down to, okay, who fits best, who's going to help this team out for the long term, the short term. So it is quite the choice. But look, again, if the Hawks get it right and do this offseason right, they can still be a team, in my opinion, that is competitive next year. Okay, next, let's get into Trae Young, his role with the team. Landry Fields was asked about that. He was also, again, asked about the first pick, if Trae Young maybe has any influence on who the Hawks will bring in with the first pick, and if he, you know, if Trae Young is like, oh, I think I maybe will be suited better with him, if that has any lasting effects on the Hawks front office and their decision making. So let's hear from Landry Fields talk about Trae Young's role with the team and the first pick.
Really, it's just been about, you know, one, his development for our future. Like, what are the things that he's going to improve upon, things that he's going to, you know, do the same, things that are going to help us be at our best, because just like his opinion, it's the same as mine. Like, we want to win too, and we want to do it in a way that's not just like a flame. Like, we want to have sustainability here. So a lot of the fit and me hammering that is really important to that.
Yeah, so it sounds like Trae Young doesn't have much of a, at least what I hear in that, he said it's more about his development and, you know, him, you know, trying to work him into our future. So it doesn't sound like he has much of a say, which, again, I don't necessarily think he should. He can have some. And, you know, I don't have a problem with them going up to Trae Young and be like, hey, we're thinking about drafting this guy with the first overall pick. Do you think you could play with him? And, you know, if his answer is yes, then that helps. If the answer is no, and maybe that helps a little bit, but at the end of the day, if they really like that dude, they still go with him and they figure it out. So, look, it's not to say I don't want Trae Young to have any sort of say, but at the end of the day, Trae Young is a great player, and I'm not sure if Trae Young is necessarily a great person who is good at putting together a basketball team. I mean, again, He's a great player. He's not a great GM. He has no experience as a GM. I mean, that just is what it is. And again, that's no shade. I wouldn't be a good GM. I don't know anything about being a GM, so I wouldn't be a good person to ask either. But again, I have no problem with them going up to Trae Young like, hey, do you think you could play well with this guy? Do you think you could mesh well with this guy on the court if we were to draft him number one overall? I think that's perfectly fine. Matter of fact, I think they should do that. But it doesn't sound like anything maybe past that. It's not like Trae Young is like, nope, I'm vetoing him, can't play with him, you can't pick him. I don't think he has that kind of power. So We'll see, obviously, as we get closer, who the Hawks are going to decide to pick. I do want to let you hear one more, though, and it is Landry Fields giving his response to those who say this isn't a good draft. It's a mid-draft. There's not any superstars in here. Here's Landry Fields' response to that.
I think we're really excited by the draft, and the more that we uncover, like, we go, great, I'm glad we have number one. I keep joking around like I'm not giving it back. So I think we're in a really good position here. I'm excited about it, frankly.
As he should be. I mean, look, you shouldn't have that many chances to pick number one overall in a span of years. Like, the opportunity shouldn't come around that often for you to be picking number one. If it does, that's not a very good thing, because that means the basketball team is not very good year in, year out. So you should be excited, because this opportunity, again, shouldn't roll around that often. Now, hopefully that's the case for the Hawks, that it doesn't roll around again that often. But while they have it now, you want to be excited about it. You want to make the most of it. And look, again, I'll go back to Jonathan Wasserman. He was on with the Morning Shift maybe a little less than a month ago. And he talked about how there is talent in every single draft. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo was picked, what, for 16th overall or something like that in his draft? Did we think that? I mean, that probably was a mid-draft. I can't remember if that was the Anthony Bennett draft or not, but there is talent in any draft. This year, you probably just got to work a little bit harder to find it. But again, that's up to Landry Fields. That's up to the scouts. That's up to everybody in that Hawks front office to find the right guy and find that guy. Not to say they're going to be a Giannis or a Wemby in this draft or anybody like that, but find the best guy in this draft that best suits this team and can help this team win, hopefully in the short term and the long term, obviously. So it'll be interesting to see, but the draft is getting closer and closer. Again, June 26th, so we are a little over a week. It'll be a week tomorrow from the NBA draft. So once we hit tomorrow, we'll be a week away. But that's 8 days away as far as right now goes. So getting closer and closer to the NBA draft. It'll be here before you know it. And we'll see who the Hawks decide to draft with that number one overall pick. Get excited, Atlanta. I know I am. All right. When we come back, we will get you caught up on a few NFL headlines. We'll also talk about the new NBA champions, the Boston Celtics, and a Georgia boy is the NBA Finals MVP, and he earned it, too. All that coming up next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning gym goers out there getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working round the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists out there, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there as well, serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, UPS workers, UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the transportation industry as well, in the film industry. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And all my front and rear load truck drivers, if I didn't say that already. Anywho, we have a new NBA champion, y'all. Unfortunately, it is not the Atlanta Hawks, but the Boston Celtics did have a Georgia boy on their roster in Jaylen Brown, and he is the finals MVP for this year. So congratulations to him. The Celtics do it in dominant fashion last night as well. And look, it's what I expected. I expected them to come out a lot more focused than they were in game four. And part of the reason, too, that they lost game four was they just couldn't make shots. And the Mavericks didn't make shots. And then you look at game five, it was a little bit more of the opposite. And of course, the Celtics definitely more jacked up, wanted to win it at home in front of their fans. And the Celtics didn't even shoot a lot better, but they did shoot a little bit better. 42% from the field, 33% from three. Mavs shot 44% from the field, 29% from three. Luka Doncic, 28 points, 12 of 25 from the field, 2 of 9 from 3. He had 12 rebounds, 5 assists. Kyrie Irving, not a great finals for Kyrie, to be quite honest. Only 15 points in this game, 5 of 16 from the field, 3 of 9 from 3. Had 9 assists, 3 rebounds. Derek Jones Jr. only had 10 points. I guess, solid, I guess. Daniel Gafford only had 6. P.J. Washington only 4 points. He was not very good in the finals after having a pretty good Western Conference finals and a pretty good postseason overall. He was not really good in the finals. And we did also see Josh Green have 14 points off the bench, so he was the only bright spot for the Mavs off the bench. Nobody else had more than 4 points after that. Dante Exum only had 4 points. Derek Lively, he did not have a very good game. Only 2 points for Derek Lively in 24 minutes. He sold for my guy Day-Day, too. My guy Day-Day holding down behind the board, as always. He sold for Day-Day. Day-Day put a little money on him last night, put a little wager, and then Derek Lively didn't come through for him. Lost out my guy some money.
Forgot there was a game last night.
He sure did. Only 2 points and like 5 rebounds. I mean, man, it was bad. But as far as the Celtics side go, Jason Tatum had himself a nice closeout game. 31 points. 11 assists, 8 rebounds, flirted with a triple-double. Didn't shoot all that well. 1 of 7 from 3, 11 of 24 from the field, but still did what he had to do. Al Horford, I am really happy for Big Al, to be honest. I'm really happy for Al Horford, really happy for Jaylen Brown, obviously a Georgia boy. Al Horford, drafted by the Hawks, spent a long time, just about most of his career with, or at least half of his career at this point. He's been playing for a while now. At least half of his career with the Hawks, and he finally gets his first ever NBA championship. So I'm really happy to see Al Horford win a championship. Big Al, 9 points, 9 rebounds, 3 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. Drew Holiday, 15 points, 7 of 14 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 11 rebounds for Drew Holiday. He was crashing the boards as a guard. Had 14 points for Derek White. He was 4 of 10 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3. 21 points for the finals MVP in Jaylen Brown. 2 of 9 from 3, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, so he did a little bit of everything per usual. Not much help from the Celtics bench, but at the end of the day, their starting five is so good, they didn't really need it. But Sam Hauser did pour in 8 points. Porzingis, who is now going to have surgery after the finals, now that they're over, he's going to have surgery. He finished with 5 points, 2 of 4 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. So Kristaps, you can tell, dealing with something, and he's going to get fixed up here in the offseason. But, again, congratulations to the Celtics. And right now they are the favorites to repeat, and they are the favorites to win the NBA championship next year because, I mean, look, they got pretty much everybody locked down. I think they got Drew Holiday locked down coming back for another year. I think they re-signed Derek White, if I'm not mistaken, this past offseason. So they got pretty much everybody coming back. And if you can, you know, keep a healthy Kristaps Porzingis, I mean, this Celtics team shouldn't change much. So their expectations shouldn't change much. And so with that being said, they're gonna be favorites to come right back and run right through the East. So, and look, the East isn't, we'll see how much it gets better this offseason, if it gets any better, I know Philadelphia might try to do some upgrading as far as them getting rid of that Tobias Harris contract, going after Paul George a little bit. So we'll see how the East shapes up. But right now, I mean, Celtics do look pretty favored, at least in the East. Now, to win the finals, the Nuggets are going to have something to say about that. Maybe one of these other Western Conference teams will have something to say about that as well. We'll see what the Timberwolves do in the offseason with Ant-Man and how they help build around him and, you know, Carl Anthony Towns, and we'll see what they do with Rudy as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out West. But at least in the East, Celtics look like a favorite right now yet again. So we'll see what happens. But congratulations to the Boston Celtics. They are the NBA champions for the 2023-2024 season. But when we come back here on Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman back in the saddle. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, we'll see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning gym goers out there getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Dentists out there, dental workers, dental assistants, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there as well, serving up the good nourishment for all the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, UPS workers, UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the transportation industry as well, in the film industry. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. And all my front and rear load truck drivers, if I didn't say that already. Anywho, we have a new NBA champion, y'all. Unfortunately, it is not the Atlanta Hawks, but the Boston Celtics did have a Georgia boy on their roster in Jaylen Brown, and he is the finals MVP for this year. So congratulations to him. The Celtics do it in dominant fashion last night as well. And look, it's what I expected. I expected them to come out a lot more focused than they were in game four. And part of the reason, too, that they lost game four was they just couldn't make shots. And the Mavericks didn't make shots. And then you look at game five, it was a little bit more of the opposite. And of course, the Celtics definitely more jacked up, wanted to win it at home in front of their fans. And the Celtics didn't even shoot a lot better, but they did shoot a little bit better. 42% from the field, 33% from three. Mavs shot 44% from the field, 29% from three. Luka Doncic, 28 points, 12 of 25 from the field, 2 of 9 from 3. He had 12 rebounds, 5 assists. Kyrie Irving, not a great finals for Kyrie, to be quite honest. Only 15 points in this game, 5 of 16 from the field, 3 of 9 from 3. Had 9 assists, 3 rebounds. Derek Jones Jr. only had 10 points. I guess, solid, I guess. Dame Gafford only had 6. P.J. Washington only 4 points. He was not very good in the finals after having a pretty good Western Conference finals and a pretty good postseason overall. He was not really good in the finals. And we did also see Josh Green have 14 points off the bench, so he was the only bright spot for the Mavs off the bench. Nobody else had more than 4 points after that. Dante Exum only had 4 points. Derek Lively, he did not have a very good game. Only 2 points for Derek Lively in 24 minutes. He sold for my guy Day-Day, too. My guy Day-Day hold it down behind the board as always. He sold for Day-Day. Day-Day put a little money on him last night, put a little wager, and then Derek Lively didn't come through for him. Lost out my guy some money.
Forgot there was a game last
night. He sure did. Only 2 points and like 5 rebounds. I mean, man, it was bad. But as far as the Celtics side go, Jason Tatum had himself a nice closeout game. 31 points. 11 assists, 8 rebounds, flirted with a triple-double. Didn't shoot all that well. 1 of 7 from 3, 11 of 24 from the field, but still did what he had to do. Al Horford, I am really happy for Big Al, to be honest. I'm really happy for Al Horford, really happy for Jaylen Brown, obviously a Georgia boy. Al Horford, drafted by the Hawks, spent a long time, just about most of his career with, or at least half of his career at this point. He's been playing for a while now. At least half of his career with the Hawks, and he finally gets his first ever NBA championship. So I'm really happy to see Al Horford win a championship. Big Al, 9 points, 9 rebounds, 3 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. Drew Holiday, 15 points, 7 of 14 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 11 rebounds for Drew Holiday. He was crashing the boards as a guard. Had 14 points for Derek White. He was 4 of 10 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3. 21 points for the finals MVP in Jaylen Brown. 2 of 9 from 3, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, so he did a little bit of everything per usual. Not much help from the Celtics bench, but at the end of the day, their starting five is so good, they didn't really need it. But Sam Hauser did pour in 8 points. Porzingis, who is now going to have surgery after the finals, now that they're over, he's going to have surgery. He finished with 5 points, 2 of 4 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. So Kristaps, you can tell, dealing with something, and he's going to get fixed up here in the offseason. But, again, congratulations to the Celtics. And right now they are the favorites to repeat, and they are the favorites to win the NBA championship next year because, I mean, look, they got pretty much everybody locked down. I think they got Drew Holiday locked down coming back for another year. I think they re-signed Derek White, if I'm not mistaken, this past offseason. So they got pretty much everybody coming back. And if you can, you know, keep a healthy Kristaps Porzingis, I mean, this Celtics team shouldn't change much. So their expectations shouldn't change much. And so with that being said, they're going to be favorites to come right back and run right through the East. So, and look, the East isn't, we'll see how much it gets better this offseason. If it gets any better, I know Philadelphia might try to do some upgrading as far as them getting rid of that Tobias Harris contract, going after Paul George a little bit. So we'll see how the East shapes up. But right now, I mean, Celtics do look pretty favored, at least in the East. Now, to win the finals, the Nuggets are going to have something to say about that. Maybe one of these other Western Conference teams will have something to say about that as well. We'll see what the Timberwolves do in the offseason with Ant-Man and how they help build around him and, you know, Karl Anthony Towns. And we'll see what they do with Rudy as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens out West. But at least in the East, Celtics look like a favorite right now yet again. So we'll see what happens. But congratulations to the Boston Celtics. They are the NBA champions for the 2023-2024 season. But when we come back here on Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman back in the saddle. Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.